Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Glenn, and I currently attend East Community High School on Northampton Street. And today, on March 26, 2019, I would just like to briefly state my reasons behind why I support Buffalo, New York, banning the use of styrofoam plastics. Okay. We are well aware of the problem that is plastic pollution. However, I think, in my opinion, we don't really go into the further details. Amongst all things that can be said, the biggest concern to me as of right now, and a few others, is the health. Plastic contains high levels of estrogen, which is, if you don't know, a female sex hormone. This is exposed to our packaging and goods. There are things as simple as going out to eat. If I wanted to go to a Chinese restaurant and take a, you know, go-to box or things of that nature, I will still be exposed to these forms of plastic. But anyway, this is exposed to our packaging and goods, and with too much estrogen, fertility rates can drop. And both men and women actually will suffer from hyperfeminization, which is only a result of being exposed to too much estrogen, which is found and our styrofoam plastic. Also, I would like to add that in certain cases, there have been reported strokes that were aggravated by hormonal imbalances. Now, I think the only opposition against this idea of everything I've stated is through how businesses may be disrupted or how it would take too long to go back to another way and using alternatives. However, I would really appreciate it if this is taken into consideration. And I also have here with me, if you can read, multiple papers from students in my environmental science class taught by Ms. Shippens. And I just want to thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, everybody. East Community High School, my name is Johnny Pearson. East Community High School student supports banning single-use plastic because almost every day humans are exposed to a lot of activities or products that could, under certain circumstances, cause harm. We also support the banning of single-use plastics because plastic is harming to aquatic life and birds. Exposure describes both amount and frequency with which a chemical substance comes into contact with the person, group of people, or the environment. Plastics and their byproducts are littering our cities, oceans, and waterways and contributing to health problems in humans and in animals, plastic effects, and human health. Toxic chemicals leak out of plastic and are in our blood and tissue, and that's why we support. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sophia Arcuri. I'm from East High School. I believe we should ban single-use styrofoam. If we continue along at this rate, populations of animals will decline, and the food we eat will become toxic because of the chemicals used in the process of making such plastic. If it will ultimately hurt our wildlife as well due to runoff. When we throw away the styrofoam or litter it, our animals and aquatic life ingest chemicals, which harms them through runoff. Say we ate such animal like a deer, because I lived in the country, so I used to hunt deer, and I like ate the deer I hunted, or drank from the water, we too can ingest such poison. Banning styrofoam won't just help change the present, but the future generations. Thank you.
I just want to thank the students and the teacher for bringing them down. I'm a former high school social studies teacher at Riverside High School, which I believe is your opposite school. You know, it was built the same way. So thank you very much for coming down. And I think it's very, very important to get young people active and involved at an early age. Sorry. Can you? I think that's not on.
Thank you. My name is Ginger, and I reside in Buffalo, New York, 14222. I know I can't eat, but I want to share my lunch with you. Visually. Let's see. I know, like you, and maybe you, I don't look like it, but I'm addicted to food, and I'm also addicted to convenience. And it's very hard sometimes to find food when you need it, when you want it, and not to be cranky, that isn't going to kill us in terms of packaging. So I'm going to show you what I gathered today. Styrofoam is great because it keeps things kind of warm. But at this point, my double egg burger that I got at the corner store is not warm anymore. And also, my coffee's not warm anymore. This is just a case in, to see how much waste in general we as consumers generate. I just want to show you, because it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself because I'm addicted to food and I'm addicted to consumerism. And did you know at the Paris Accords on climate change, you know what the greatest contributor to climate change is? Can anybody guess? Consumerism and consumer packaging. And in particular, styrofoam, if we can get rid of it right now, is the number one, what a really great contender for being toxic. But it's our addiction to consumerism that really concerns me, and that we can overcome that. We have 11 to 12 years to deal with our addictions because we are consuming ourselves. Okay? We can afford to work with business. I got some other stuff. Reusable containers. Redemption with reusable bottles and the bottle bill is worked very well with bottles. Why not have redemption for fast food containers, like a dollar of a container? People pick them up out of the trash, they go back and they get their dollar. Other people that provide fast food at delis have come up with really great containers that are recyclable. These are from the Lexington Co-op. 100% recyclable, messy, delicious food can go in here. So there are ways to get around this, but we have to first face our addictions, okay? So I really appreciate your...
Okay, thank you very much.
How you doing? My name's Chris Whopper. I represent a company in Buffalo, New York, in 2101 Kenmore Ave. It's called Thermal Foams. We've been manufacturing expanded polystyrene since 1959. I'm not really opposed to the ban, but I'd like to offer my services for an education process. I know Maryland is the first state to actually do a statewide ban, as they labeled it, expanded polystyrene food service products. I think that's something important because I'm in the thermoplastics industry. We recycle 90% of the stuff that either comes in off the street, dirty or not, and the stuff that we do in process, we recycle as well. So it's not a wasteful process. A lady from Dark Container was pointing out there's ways to get rid of food containers. There are, but there's quite a big expense behind it. All I'm asking for is the plastic foam packaging ban to be relabeled, something along the lines focused on the expanded polystyrene food service products that you're talking about with clamshells. I'll give my card out, and I'll be happy to help you guys write this process along. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. If somebody could get a card, staff from him. there anybody else?
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for listening to us. My name is Diana Strablo, and I'm with the Sierra Club Niagara Group. First, I would like to speak for Brian Smith from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment. He had to leave, but left me with his statement. And I will just read the highlights from his statement and then give it to you. But he says that expanded polystyrene, commonly referred to as styrofoam, poses a significant risk to the environment and the public health. EPS foam is manufactured from petroleum, and this is something that has not been mentioned. I'll add my own sense on this issue. We're facing a climate crisis, and this New York State has a fracking ban, but we are importing gas, fracked gas, from our neighbor in Pennsylvania, and their well water. I have met folks whose well water is being contaminated from the fracking process, and single-use plastic is made from fracked gas. So as well as contributing to climate change, we're contaminating people's water every time we use single-use plastic. It poses a significant risk, to the environment and public health. It's a petroleum product and requires intensive energy use and greenhouse gas emissions to produce and to ship. Once these containers are used for food or drink, they remain in the environment for decades, littering open spaces, polluting waterways, and harming wildlife. The woman from industry said that this doesn't, that if we use biodegradable containers, they don't biodegrade. Well, then let's put them where they will biodegrade. And not continue this ridiculous continued use of things that are killing us and the environment. EPS foam is a common form of plastic pollution found in beach cleanup and eventually becomes microplastic pollution in our Great Lakes. EPS foam also poses a threat to human health. It's a petroleum product. We're putting our food into benzene and other chemical emitting containers. And a couple of folks have said it can be recycled. I've been not using styrofoam containers as much as I possibly can, because I have never seen, from the beginning of when we started recycling, I have never seen styrofoam on the list of things that we can recycle. So the fact that they're telling us that we can recycle it, that our commonly used disposable containers, I have never seen where I've been able to recycle. The solution is not recycling. It's not making these products in the first place. And many folks have thought for years that recycling is the solution to our problems. But if we keep producing these things, you know, what do we do with them? And now that China has decided that they don't want to take our throwaway plastics anymore, there's municipalities and towns are struggling with what to do with their recycled products. We need to stop producing them, stop using them. And so I highly encourage you to consider this. Again, thank you for listening to us. That please do approve a styrofoam ban, but see that styrofoam ban as a single small step in the process of going further and continuing with the bans of eventually single-use plastic, which, as I said, is a petroleum product. And as you put a styrofoam ban in place, please be very diligent and careful that it is not replaced with other harmful products, that it is only biodegradable products that it is replaced. Again, thank you very much for listening to it.
Okay, thank you. You have to press the button.
Okay. Judy Catalano, I just want to say that I completely agree with everything that was just said, and I am concerned about what we are ingesting. And I think that, you know, we lived for years without styrofoam, and I think we can do it again. We don't need to have styrofoam. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've heard some very interesting points of view. What was very interesting to me the most was someone who manufactures it who says, I'm not against the ban. More the wording of the resolution. At the end of the day, the focus is not, for me at this point, on the plastic as much as the styrofoam itself. And I do agree, it might not be tons, but we have to begin to reduce this footprint. It's like everything else. You know, people around smoke for so long say, well, I'm only around one cigarette. Well, that's quite enough. I've never heard that there was no, the first time I heard was today, that there was no health risk. I said to Councilmember Wingo how many times I have heated up food in styrofoam that I brought in from many times. I didn't stop until 2 weeks ago in looking and doing the research. Now, whether some will say there is none, I'm not going to take the chance with my life and with my health, and I don't want to leave this earth and not have done what I could have done to see how we can lessen that footprint, if not eliminate it. So the door is still open. I'm not going to be looking at any legislation for the next 30 days to give people a chance to write letters, to get with our institutions of higher learning, and to really get a scientific, not from an article, because anybody can write an article, and anybody can say anything in an article. I want to see the science to know that whatever decision this council eventually makes, that we have the scientific data from those who have studied this. So I thank all of those who came out and were very, very patient in waiting. But this is not over. Again, we'll give it 30 days so that we can hear from people and then make a decision on whether we'll go forward with any type of resolution to start the movement toward a law. And I want to be specific. I also like what the gentleman said happened in New York, where if your organization or small business makes under a certain amount, that they could apply for an exemption. What I probably would like to see, even if we don't do a ban, is that restaurants and food service would offer people an alternative. If somebody wants, it's just like cigarette. If you want to heat it up, that's on you. If you know the dangers, so I think somewhere in between there, we get to a place where we lessen the footprint, where we do not destroy business. But one business owner, and I'm not giving them a commercial, or maybe I am. I don't know. I'll say this: TV, a news station interviewed Freddie J's. Now, I didn't know they were going to interview him. I saw it on the news like everybody else. Freddie J said, I'm all for it. I went to Freddie J's the next day. He had styrofoam. This is what he said to me. You see those up there? He said, I'm getting rid of them. He said, because I've already been talking to other restaurants. And so he said, when I'm done with these, they're out, and I'm looking for something else. So I'm going to say it would be a 40% increase if they had to leave styrofoam. That is not, let me say this, it's not a 40% increase on a price. Any restaurateur or any business who tells you a package will raise a hamburger 40%, they need to get out of business, because that's only a small portion of the overall product. The 40% might be the package, but that does not mean. So I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, if you get rid of styrofoam, I'm going to have to pay 40% more for hamburger. Not true, not true, not true. And anybody who's telling people that is either misinformed or they need a better accountant. Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we could leave that on the table.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.